fi see a visionary rise. Them who don't want me, they them bury. Now go in. No, my God is stronger. So I'm not gonna make them.
Fire, what you saying?
Yes, sir. Give thanks a lot, Fire Key.
That's serious thing. We are here again, Ballhead and the Dread Podcast. We give thanks for everyone been supporting the thing from those times to now. We really appreciate it. Have to remind the people, when you get free time, make sure you check out EP from Far Eye Disrupting the Status Quo, link in the description. Also, new album coming to you soon, Blazing the Place. Make sure you check that one out. All right, so much stuff there. If you get time, make sure you check us out, I Never Knew TV. We really appreciate it. INeverKnewTV.com. No freezing is there. Also, we're playing every Sunday, 9 to 11 a.m. on WLOI.org. I Never Knew Radio, strictly roots, rock, reggae. Far Eye, what we're reasoning about today?
Yes, sir. Well, today's reason is an interesting reason because I'm sure a lot of people can relate to the one. It's like we talk about healthcare officials and the usage of cell phone during work hours. I will also have a reason about people in a customer service areas where I have to do with food and all of these things when it comes to the level of contamination just because of the usage of phone and all of these different things. So them now follow the regulations and what them supposed to, and it will affect the regular masses, you know?
Big time. That's a good reasoning, Far Right. And I want to start off with the healthcare thing, right? Now, I've actually had two experiences recently. One, I went to the dentist, the person prep you. The dentist touching up the things, right? Then put the gloves on. And in my experience, I'm not a medical person, but I thought she was supposed to wash her hands, then put the gloves on, right? And what's the other instance there? Oh, the other instance there with this negligence, right? Due to the cell phone. All right, you know, I gave the lady the insurance card, right? That's what I was supposed to do. They asked for the insurance card. Far, they put the insurance in wrong. And I remember clearly the day I was because the cell phone was there and it was a back and forth with her. And I'm not generalizing. I'm talking about my personal experience, right? But it seems to be a broader experience for a lot of people. She doesn't put the thing in wrong. I'm getting all these crazy bills from these people that was supposed to be covered with that. And I finally went back and the person put it wrong and I got a refund. And it's just like, hey, if you're in the medical field, right, you have to pay attention to what you're doing on all aspects, whether it's billing or you're providing a service for the particular people. And I feel that this is this emergence of people doing TikToks on their job and doing all this Instagram stuff on their job is taking away these professions. You need to be focused. They really impact people. This is not just like a service vibe, because we're going to get to that in regards to contamination and food and all that, right? But this whole on the phone 24/7, it cannot work. It's very destructive. I was reading a report recently. Yeah, it's a report. It is what it is. We're not saying that it's written in gold, but they were saying 78% of the workers do admit using their phones for personal use and social media use now, right? And I understand you have downtimes at these different facilities, but I believe it's hard for people. I know how people brain work. If you're making this TikTok or taking all these pictures, it's hard for your brain to shift and leave that and focus fully on what you need to focus on when you're looking at a patient. All right, you know, listen, the thing's so terrible. You know, the longest I've been with a doctor recently is with the chiropractor. They actually asked me questions. They asked me what was going on. Every doctor I go with, I'm lucky if they're there for 3 minutes. Within 90 seconds or, yeah, see, not even 3 minutes. See, a minute and a half. In 90 seconds, they just gonna come up with something and just keep it moving. You're sitting there like, all right, the man ain't asking no proper questions. You know, actually what's going on. So the system is already set away for, you know, things to move fast. And yes, I'm aware it's hard. A lot of people have quit this and that. But at the same token, this is a serious work you're doing. This is just not a job like you at a gas station. People are really impacted in a negative way when you don't focus on. And I feel that there needs to be some type of legislation or something like these things. I believe cell phones should be banned from healthcare workers during their working hours. Not cell phones. They should be banned from using social media during the healthcare hours. They may go on the news. They may watch something. But I don't think it's going to tweak out their mind like it do with the social media. Have you saw the recordings? Have you saw people doing things in there?
No, I've seen them. I saw something up on the rise now for you. Because I remember, you know, it's a majority of the people and where they're in the healthcare sector now. Would I say majority? I can't say majority. Now the stats to prove it, but most of them, I'm say the mentality with them have is just, it's just another work. Them I do that, do this to get money. I ever oversee you can't deal with people health just to get money for you. That is one industry where you see if you don't have a passion for it, leave it alone. Leave it alone. As they say, it's not like a gas station thing, or it's not like a them corporate thing the way you know. Say if you not fulfill your duty, it's just another blunder in regard to some paperwork. When you're in the healthcare field for you, when you're in the healthcare field and you make some form of mistake or you not focus, that can cause some of them life. But you see, most of them don't look on it the way they, then, and the mentality where them have is just of another 9-to-5 thing, them deal with it the way they. If you realize that it even affect the way all them deal with like even patients and them thing there too, because while enough of them fear get attention to patients and them thing there, as we say, them brain in the social media space, them brain in communicating with people, so them now give the overall good service. That's why I guess anybody where they can tell us them go doctor, them go hospital to certain levels, and them find somebody with a good customer service, and then find somebody who really care about them duty. Them never forget that, you know. And it's just alone them want to go back, and when them go back at them place, so them only want to ask for these particular people. Because all across the board for you, most time, you have to wonder to yourself, say, so my life in danger, and at them people I come to? If my life in a danger, me come to them, and them just shrug me off, and oh, it's just that, and they no focus, no attention, and I want just upon them social media, and one of all of them different things, yeah, and they will get to you whenever they get to you. Them type of approach there is not an approach where you can take in a healthcare field, because your approach slowing down this, you don't know what how serious something is. And it's funny enough, because them people are them supposed to them learn these things in before them even start to work, but it's just something where them don't follow.
There's one more aspect we need to touch on, is the whole food service fire, right? Yes, I'm aware right not getting paid that much or other jobs, right, in regards to the service industry, but it is a job and you should do it to the best of your ability and provide a service. I've seen too many times where people are wearing gloves and they're on their cell phone, and I'm not a biochemist or anything, right? But based on what I know about basic germs, doesn't that defeat the purpose? Because I thought the purpose of the glove was to wash your hands before you put the glove on, so the hands are clean when you're touching the outside of the glove. Then to use the glove, but don't really touch anything else that's not needed except for the thing that you're trying to keep clear. What I see a lot of times is, and people listening probably have seen this, especially in food, it's a lot of on the cell phone with the glove while they're touching the food. And that can't work, Farai. I just had to throw that in because there's some little practices out there that can't work. Because might as well just don't wear the gloves. Just touch the food then. Because we all know the cell phone with people everywhere. You're taking a leak, the cell phone there. Taking a number two, the cell phone there. Cell phone on the ground, cell phone all over the house, cell phone everywhere. I don't really think people clean off their cell phones like that. So I don't know. That's the next practice we just had to throw in there that people need to look into it and just say can't work for. Have you seen that? People touching up the phone with the cell phone?
Well, yeah, the one that you begin on the healthcare thing. I tell you the cause. All right. I can't, I'll start this reason, may I try to remember the name of a virus, a particular like a stomach bug, but I can't remember the name, so that catch me off guard. But there's a stomach bug, a lady recently complained, said she get at a free center. You know how she get that? Because what? Them take, when she go in a particular restaurant, I won't call the name of the restaurant. When she go in a particular restaurant, what them did, them handle the money, all the money with the glove, and then them share out the food with the glove and prepare the food with the glove, and then them take all the card them, the debit card them, all of these things with the glove, and plus them touch them phone with the glove at the same time. So it's as particular, I'd say it's a lot more than one people complain about it, you know. I just can't remember the name of the virus. Stomach bug them, I get that for them things they fire, and that is very detrimental to your health. Because I keep on a wonder for you. This thing's supposed to be 101. These are basic education when of these feel. It's supposed to come like a no-brainer. But here I go on now. It's not that them don't know, you know. So two things. One is the subconscious. Because enough of them things, the people, them subconscious. Like them even overstand so them I do it, because them so addicted to using the phone 24/7. So then my team are them so used to not respecting people. You see what I say? And then from the next end now, it's like them don't care. Them don't care for you because from a basic standpoint, because here why them don't care. Like the average person don't used to doing so much different processing of them life. So if them do one little thing, it not really entail a bunch of process. And you see, if it entail a bunch of process, them can't deal with it in their regular life. So them carry the same attitude to this workplace and not overstanding. So them do a service, we have to deal with food. Where when that going out, that is going into people's system. So them not respect the whole aspect there and the aspect of things they not fire because here I go on, if me take off my glove now, if me touch this money, I may have to take off my glove now, put on and wash my hand, put on a new glove, serve the food. And no say, when I collect the money, I have to do the same process again. That are too much steps. Too much steps that there's nothing else in my life for me to do so much steps, so I'm not going to do it. And them type of mentality that the people them really are giving is like, I don't care. Because customer service is not something regular where you find these good customer service, not something where you find with regular these days in the fire. You can see half at the top, say a man and tell you, say, yo, oh, a $12 me make an hour, and so why should I even be smiling? Why should I even be telling, asking you, oh, how are you? Why should I even be having any conversation? Oh, right. What you said, how much is this? $12, $13? All right, cool. Yeah, you wrap it up. Some of them depend on them phone while them collect even the money from you or collect any form of payment from you. And I'm a deal with customer service. Even the part that we have to chew in at the thing too. Cause the bad customer service they mix with the fuck off, not practicing the basics what I'm supposed to practice. And it affect people for you. It make people sick. It give people germs. All of them things. So they're not in a respect for nobody. That me sum it up as.
I think the era of good customer service is over. As a country. Right, and it's been declining, but it really, this COVID thing put the nail in the coffin. And also, remember, it's BT we dealing with now in the sense, because a lot of companies or a lot of places, they can't find employees. So they just finding randoms. And it seems that they're finding people that weren't really employed before, or maybe they weren't the best performers in regards to what I'm seeing, right? So you have a situation where the turnover is so much, no one can be trained. Right, the people you bringing in, as you said, they don't care. And I think a lot of, I hear it now because it's like they don't care. It's like, you can't fire me. That's the mind frame people have now. Because you can't fire me, I'll just do whatever. And doing whatever unfortunately results in cutting corners in certain things that you probably shouldn't be cutting corners in. And I just think it's a rough time for businesses, and hence that's why they go into the AI, because it's just like, all right, you have the human error, and you just have the inability to follow certain protocols that just needs the business to run on a certain basic level, but not an extreme, like some basic things that you can't do. Like, you probably shouldn't be on your cell phone in front of customers. I think that's like a most basic thing.
I thought there's two things really want to say now. So one, people not really into what them I do these days no more. Everything where people is just a get by thing. I'm just getting by.
That's the key. That's the
key. Just a get by, and because just a get by means that whatever I do right here, even if it can just be the bare minimum, as long as I pass the bare minimum, that's fine. And it's not even, sometimes it's not even have to do with just employees, just have to do with people's personal situation, the way all people interpret things, the way all them start take things nowadays, like everything is the end of the world vibes, and I them think that people are portray when it comes to customer service. And suddenly when in the biggest customer service, so we are going really have to deal with like food and healthcare and them things, that because them, they are the biggest sectors where everybody are got, at some point you're not even have to seek for go and doctor for you. You know, nothing wrong with your teeth for your go and dentist. You see what I say? Yeah, I forgot hungry, so yeah, I forgot. So, I mind, they're warm all the time, and you're not carry food all the time, so you have to stop at a restaurant and pick up a food or something. So, these are places where we have to interact with, and it's like nobody don't care no more, because so much different things affect them, and so much the mentality have a shift now. I'm just doing it just because. That's one of the next thing. And then the other part that we did want to say is that I want to let people overstand, say, when you got the toilet, you have your phone. You see? No matter where you go, when you go outside and you have one little spot, one little dirty spot, something you rest all your phone there. And for you, come back and still intertwine all them type of phone something there. Cross people food. Food. And then they even wipe it with all nothing for say, boy, them I get rid of the germs. So it's like, yeah, you disrespect me on a next different level now, because you just bring your phone, go to bathroom, and now you bring your phone, come back in our place, and me, I get food for you. That's at the heights of disrespect, you know. Enough ones that even overstand them things in the fight. I know some my things enough time the people in the conscious, because I more than want to feel like, say, them I live them life just to disrespect people. And that man, I don't want to feel like, I don't want to feel the way that them live them life just to disrespect people. So I got to have it say, it's conscious, them not conscious, say them I do it. So I tell them now, tell the people them now, say, yo, we don't actually do them things they fire. And that at the heights of disrespect. Because you have to respect people's space, people's temple, the way people interact with them temple, tell you everything to, you know, fire. Oh, you interact with other people temple, tell you a thing to. And at that, I feel like everybody need to overstand fire. Like the basic things is, if I want come to you and I require, I see you as an expert at that. Because remember, you know, if me not tell you, boy, if me see somebody I serve at the front of a restaurant, me expect some boy them did have them the got chef in school or whatever. But me I say, if you are working in a restaurant, you must at least know something about food. You understand me as a fire? Yes, you must at least understand, say, all right, these are the basic do's, basic don't. If you're not working in a healthcare field, you're supposed to say these are the basic do's, the basic don't. And follow them type of protocol and code, because if you don't follow them protocol and code, it will affect people, temple fire. Are the basics them thing that will me feel at least?
Man, big time, man. Yeah, another thing go already. I just want to add one thing for anybody that say about, you know, certain jobs in this. I feel that you can do a job to a certain standard, right, without killing yourself. But at the same token, you need a certain level of performance or a certain impact of the aspects of your life. So you can't be fully mediocre, because remember, you had the job for a certain duration of time. You know, and this is what I've learned about life and the people I've been exposed to that. Progressive people tend to do their thing regardless. They're not going to stay there long, though. That's the thing. Like, a man not going to be at that particular job for no years. They'll be there for the duration of time that they are there. They're going to do their thing, because this thing is circular in a sense where everything impacts everything else. So I don't see how you could be in one aspect for 8 hours, 10 hours, just mediocre, then transition that to other stuff. It's best you don't even go there, Fian. Just focus on what you're doing, because you need to be on the heights in everything that you do. But the healthcare workers, I'm appreciative for all the work that you do. But I don't know. I don't think that's cool recording TikToks and all that stuff on your job. I don't know about those things too much, and being on the social media. Now, for those, as you stated earlier, for those who do it and it doesn't impact them, it is. But I don't know. There are a lot of mistakes that are made from all aspects, from billing to providing what's the proper, I don't know, analysis or whatever, or medication, all these things. And there's always been that level of human error, but it seems that it's increasing with the use of social media and the cell phone and people's inability to focus on what they're doing. You know, so we give thanks for everyone listening from those times. So now, do remember, check out Music from the One, Art Tarshi, link in the description. If you didn't check the reasoning there, full reasoning from Dr. Umar Johnson, we released documentary we did in 2002, Roots Tonic, new title, Jamaican drink that reverses erectile dysfunction, cleans colon, cleans blood, and more. Reasons there from Billy. Enough reasons there. So, but make sure you hop on iNeverKnewTV.com and support the day.